All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, the owner of Oklahoma-based Reckless Abandonment Pictures, LLC, and the director and producer of the brand new movie, The Posthuman Project. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Matt.
Yeah, I always get tongue-tied when I do long intros. I usually try to keep it short for that reason, but you have a lot of really, really cool stuff under your belt already, and I wanted to make sure I got that all in.
Well, you forgot to say Emmy Award-winning.
And I have that written down with
I'm totally kidding.
Exclamation point after it. Emmy Award-winning awesome. Director-producer Kyle Roberts. That's a mouthful.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, so many things I want to talk to you about, and I'm honored that you took the time to meet with me and talk about really the Posthuman Project here on this show, but also your life and your influences and the things that got you where you are today.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
So the Posthuman Project, available video on demand just about a week and a half ago, May 1st, 2015.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much anything you could think of. Type in Posthuman Project.
Yeah.
You should be able to find it, and then we have all of our links on our website, posthumanmovie.com, as well.
Nice. I'll link to that in the show notes here so people can easily find that. And this is your first feature film.
Yeah, and, you know, why not do a visual effects-driven, you know, superhero film on a micro budget for the first for the first movie? I've done several stop motions, and I've directed over 100 music videos at this point.
Wow.
For friends and bands and stuff like that. And so obviously music is, you know, a big part of my life. And grew up, you know, loving 80s John Hughes films, and wanted to make something kind of with the heart of a John Hughes film, which I feel like isn't in, you know, a lot of teen movies today. And then kind of mixed with like a cross-genre thing, kind of with that mixed with superpowers and superheroes. And it's something I hadn't really seen done on any level, and we're going to go ahead and try to do it, you know, as my first feature on a micro budget.
You definitely knocked it out of the park because, like I told you before we started recording, I like to go into things with pretty much a blank slate. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want any reviews to kind of taint my opinion or give me things to look for and then say, oh, they were right. That part was a little off, you know, what reviews can sometimes be. So I came into this totally as a blank slate. And the connection to, I was born in 1969. So I grew up in the 70s and in the 80s was when I was in high school, when the characters in your film are. And for me, one of the things that stood out, not only the John Hughes connection with the soundtrack, which we'll talk about, but just how life has changed for a teenager nowadays with technology. It's something I don't think a lot about. I have a teenager. My daughter's 15, going to be 16 this summer. And I see what she does with her phone at home and stuff, but I don't get to see her interact with her peer group. So
sure.
One scene in the film, and I'm not going to give away, obviously, any of the story, but one scene in the film where the one guy's getting bullied, you know, the other bullies are holding out the camera phone and they're taping all this stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Totally foreign to me. I can't even imagine that, but I can see in the hands of a bully what that kind of technology can do for someone.
Well, and not to get into too much of this, but we wanted to have things, you know, it's not a totally anti-bullying movie and anti, you know, abusive step-parents kind of thing, you know, even though we kind of hit on that.
Sure.
But we wanted to hit on several things, at least a little bit, that are very, you know, prevalent today. I mean, that's kind of a big issue right now. People are getting in fights, and they post them, and then people end up getting sued because they posted that footage, and, you know, it's detrimental to that, you know, that kid that ends up getting bullied. So yeah, we didn't really want to be all wholly, you know, 100% about any one thing.
Right.
We kind of, you know, touch on several of those things, and more or less, the film, you know, like you said, it's about these five teenagers that are about to graduate high school, and they're all kind of freaking out in their own way about, you know, what they're going to do with their life, which I think a lot of us can, you know, relate to.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, they go on this rock climbing trip to kind of celebrate, and end up getting superpowers and kind of have to save the world, sort of, and get back to graduation, because, again, they're still high school kids.
But, yeah.
But all that really, when we sat down and thought about it, like, is a metaphor for adolescence. The superhero part is just kind of a metaphor for what's already happening in their lives, which is also kind of spoiler alert, but the reason why all of their powers have to do with what they need or want most in life. So everything's very story-driven. And you know, the visual effects, I did about 80% of those, so I'm kind of partial to those as well.
Sure.
But, the, you know, visual effects are fine, you know, for an independent film, but